Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's been a parade of snowstorms moving through New England in the last few weeks, and the latest one comes in today. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein joined us via Skype a little earlier. Dave said there might be some light snow this morning, but the storm will truly begin this afternoon.
So after 4 o'clock, the snow begins. It continues overnight tonight. It continues during the day tomorrow. It continues most of tomorrow night. And when you get up Saturday, it's over. But that's a long time. That's not going to amount to a lot of snow, however.
So how much are you forecasting then?
So generally across the area, we'll see 4 to 7 inches. And as you get north and west of 495, that amount will drop down to 2 to 5 inches. So much less the further north and west you go. You're going to be away from the source of the moisture, which is a series of little low pressure areas riding along a temperature boundary off towards our south. So Boston itself and the immediate southwest suburbs, as well as the northeast suburbs, could end up with the most amount of snow, but nobody's going to end up with a lot out of this.
All right. Is this a heavy wet snow to move or light and fluffy?
It'll be light and fluffy tonight. Tomorrow, it'll tend to moisten up a little bit by the afternoon. So what falls tomorrow will be a little bit wetter, but it's not going to be a heavy wet snow. Now, there'll be some mixing down towards the Cape and the Islands. So amounts there will also be about 2 to 5 inches because it'll be a little warmer. So there, the snow is heavier and wetter. But for greater Boston, it's kind of just an average snow, maybe getting into sort of a snowman snow as we get to tomorrow afternoon as temperatures kind of warm up a little bit. And then tomorrow night, it'll be light and fluffy again as temperatures cool back down. Because it's coming over such a long period of time, you might get, by the end of the day today, when the sun sets, there might be a coating to a half an inch to an inch on the ground. Then tonight, you get another 1 to 3 inches. Tomorrow, you get another 1 or 2 inches. And tomorrow night, you get another 1 or 2 inches. So that's how you add it up. But you're never going to get 4 inches over a very short period of time. So it's going to look like a much less impactful storm than the totals will indicate.
All right. And then when it's over, we'll have 4 to 7 to move, as you said. What about what's over the horizon? Do we have more storms on track to come in?
So on Monday, it looks to me like there'll be a little bit of rain or snow. This doesn't look like a big deal here. Winds are going to be coming from the south and temperatures will get into the 30s. So if the snow moves in during the middle part of the afternoon, it may not even stick to the roadways. That clears out. And then the pattern begins to change a little bit. I do think we're going to get back to 40 here Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. And that's actually average. Average temperatures this time of year, about 40, 41, 42. So it's just been much colder than average. So we should be a lot warmer. We should begin to see some melting. And I think we will see that melting next week.
All right. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks very much.
You're welcome.